How environmental schemes might work in the future is an important factor to consider for sheep farmers, particularly those in upland areas. So we caught up with Dr. Louise Moon by phone to see what she's doing up in the Brecon Beacons.
I'm Dr. Louise Moon, and I'm currently the Partnership Manager and Project Administrator for the Black Mountains Land Use Partnership. I come from a partnership working background, so I've got over 10 years experience of working with partnerships, delivering change and impacting communities. My sort of academic interests and backgrounds relates to studying social and cultural heritage and people's connection to the environment and their communities. There's such challenging and changing times at the moment, and one of the key things that we are trying to do, and I think applies not only to the sheep sector but the environment sector more widely, is kind of remaining adaptive to those challenges and changes that come. But we know that one of the key things that, particularly from a national and governmental perspective, that the focus is going to be on collaboration and landscape scale changes and implementation. And so we would like to think the work that we've been doing in the Black Mountains and the partnership that we've created and developed can hopefully sort of become a sort of best practice and an example for others to follow, but also show to others that perhaps haven't considered joining a similar partnership or even thinking about undertaking any sort of collaboration, that it can be mutually beneficial, and it can often lead to better access for funding as well. Looking at sort of three key areas really of change and impact. The first one is peatland management, bracken management, and then visitor management, which is where sort of I come in a bit more in terms of my background in cultural heritage and partnership working. One of the key things that we're trying to do is to raise awareness and understanding of the value of having a living working landscape. So it's not just one or the other, but it's both. And that's one of the key things that we are looking to do through the project, as well as improve the quality of farming and environmental habitats and protecting the natural capital in the Black Mountains, alongside promoting well-being and social and economic health for those that live and work in the area as well. So it's quite a vast landscape scale project, actually one of the biggest that's been funded by Welsh Government to date. So we are sort of really at the forefront of both governmental and societal change and impact when it comes to environmental developments and climate change. But importantly, you know, encompassing grazing and sort of grazing management within that as well. We've tried to take a sort of holistic approach. So the kind of change that needs to happen for example, you know, climate change mitigation community development and sustainability, it can't happen in isolation. So we've been trying to take this more holistic approach, and actually we've been really pioneering in being able to get everyone that has an interest in using the land or lives and accesses the land or works on the land, actually getting them around the table to talk about how they can deliver real change on the ground, but making sure that everyone's voice is heard within that community as well. That is something that's not really been done before on this scale. So we are sort of very much in an exploratory environment ourselves, sort of navigating through how we can, you know, really make an impact on a landscape scale. So at the moment, we have some peatland restoration work going on. So we've been able to restore vast swathes of peatland within the Black Mountain for carbon capturing, as well as improving footpath access around those peat bogs as well. So at the moment, we're just carrying out some remedial works for that. One of the key things that we've been doing is cutting back bracken, trialling varying different methods to see what works, but importantly doing it in places where it's making it easier for graziers to turn on and off the hills. But also in the process of doing that, it's widening access to the countryside for visitors, because it's cutting back pathways, it's creating more space as well. We're also working with local tourism providers. We have an ambassador training scheme, which has been really successful, bringing tourism providers together with landowners and graziers and regulatory bodies to explore the different ways that people access the land and the different connections they have to it. But importantly, for each side to understand where the other side is coming from. So we've been doing lots of work on raising issues around sheep worrying, as well as illegal off-roading and keeping dogs on leads, wildfires and that sort of thing. So we're really lucky that our funding has allowed us to employ partnership rangers who are dedicated to patrolling and looking after the Black Mountains and those that live and work within that area as well. So on a day-to-day basis, there's lots of things going on, and it's all sort of working in conjunction with each other. So we have lots of things going on simultaneously. But again, that's a sort of key part of the holistic approach that we're taking to the partnership work that we're doing. But on a day-to-day basis, myself as the sort of project coordinator and partnership manager and the rangers actively work with graziers, landowners, regulatory bodies to deal with issues out on the ground. So, for example, if we come across a sort of sick or injured sheep, that we have a mechanism in place that we can deal with that really quickly and effectively for the benefit of everyone. The rangers in particular spend a lot of time sort of going around the community, visiting graziers as well, on their farms, getting to know them sort of personally and seeing how their farm operates and where potentially they as rangers, but also we as a wider partnership could help them, particularly with things like cutting back bracken in the future or accessing funding. It's really important to not only have that sort of formal partnership mechanism, but also that much more informal and everyday connection with the very people that we're working for in the community as well. So we really pride ourselves on being able to do both and do both well. And it's sort of setting a precedence, really. For other sort of landscape scale partnerships that it can be done. It takes time and it takes dedication and it takes commitment from everyone, but we've been able to show over the past 3 to 5 years that actually it can be done, and most importantly we're all still talking. It's certainly not without its challenges, and naturally everyone has quite a different vested interest in the land use and the way that they access the land. But by sitting together and people being able to hear different perspectives and also to understand why people may have the approach or view that they do, is really important. But particularly for delivering real change on the ground, and of course in this day and age accessing funding to be able to do that, these projects and the work that you know that they're not cheap anymore, and we've certainly, I think many of the partners would also agree, that they have been able to achieve far more together than they would have been able to had they gone it alone, and that's not just necessarily accessing funding and having the money, but actually being able to influence that change as well. It's really important for us that the community are behind what we're doing, and to have particularly the graziers and the landowners, who are really vital parts of the community and wear many hats as well. You know, they're not just necessarily graziers, they're also often very heavily involved in community groups or community councils. And so actually being able to create this wider web of exchange and communication has been really important as well. At the moment, as a partnership, we're exploring ways of how we can make the partnership more formal. So looking at becoming, for example, a community interest group or a charitable trust. which will really be a great outcome of all the work that everyone's put in, to have a sort of an entity at the end of it that really shows commitment from everyone to making sure that there's a future for what we've been doing. One of the things that we've been doing with our ambassador training in particular, you know, they've not only been going out with the rangers, but they've also been visiting graziers on their farms. And that's been making a huge impact to in developing their knowledge, but also increasing their understanding, you know, what and why, you know, people leaving gates open and things like that. So that's been really, really important, that there's sort of real sort of peer-to-peer learning, and for the graziers to sort of see and visit tourism businesses and look at it from their perspective as to why they want tourists to come to the area and they want them to enjoy the environment. But if we can all do it together and sort of create the same key messages, particularly around sustainability and responsible land use, I think it's saying that the graziers in particular can really benefit from, for example, speaking with tourism providers and actually bridging the sort of gap with landowners and regulatory bodies. There can often be a lot of disjointed thinking, but ultimately everyone is working towards the same game. Finding ways of doing that and sort of thinking outside the box a bit more. So for me, it's a kind of a bigger vision, really, that to make the changes where everyone can benefit, particularly in these really uncertain times. To me, there's something to be said about there being strength in numbers, you know, and not only for accessing funding or delivering change, but also having a support network in place. And I think that that's as important as the money and delivery as well. We've been very lucky to have been in the position to have got the funding to have been able to achieve a lot of the visions that many people had years back. And, you know, we very much want to see that continue and extend. And that's what we're now working on, is how we can develop that and how we can expand it. And I think knowing that that could potentially become an example for others to use is a great legacy and great output of the work that we've been doing. We know that from the work we've done that many of the graziers are already doing great things for the environment, but actually they perhaps may not have seen that that could be a way for them to, you know, for example, to potentially earn money in the future. And with regulatory bodies and landowners supporting them in that way, challenges can create opportunities as well. And we would always like to look on the positive, that a challenge can open the door to something else.